This is ICT Carpet.
Hi, Steven. It's Laura with Local Splash. I spoke with you yesterday.
Hey, yes, Laura.
Hi. I wanted to check in with you, see how everything was going, see if you were ready to move forward with everything.
Everything is going very well, and I do plan on moving forward. I'm not quite there yet. You might give me a few more days here. You are absolutely my plan. I've looked you guys up. I've read things, and I think I'm pretty thrilled. I'm trying to get some of the stuff that – so I actually just bought this business last June.
Wow.
And so I actually just got a hold of that profile that you were talking about the day before you called. Because I didn't realize I didn't have my hand on it because we sat down and transferred all this stuff over. Well, that one was a hairy one because you have to have your Google account attached to it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it hadn't happened, so I got a hold of the guy and we fixed it that day. And then you called and I'm like, I just have a few more things I got to get done on there. Yes, because there was, of course, it had other images and stuff on it that aren't true anymore with lower pricing than we have currently. So I was like, I have got to get this fixed. So I'm in the process of still finishing that out and getting a few other things lined up. And then, yes, we will be a go. I don't know if you have any questions. What is the onboarding process like? Is it just giving you guys access to all of the accounts?
Exactly. So basically I set up an onboarding call. It's about 1 to 3 days after we process, or it can even be same day that we process everything. And on your onboarding call, they're going to send you everything so we can start getting, authorization, the admin, all of that stuff that needs to be done. What you're dealing with also on that Google business profile when it deals with, you know, the pictures or things that you need to update, those are things we can do ourselves as well. You just need to let us know what it is that you want to do. And you're also going to receive a dashboard, and you're going to be able to do all of that also. So a lot of the things that you're doing, I mean, I don't know exactly what it is that you're trying to organize before, you know, getting started, but a lot of it we can help you out with too.
And I know that too. Some of it is that I am trying to get a handle on exactly how search engine optimization works and like what the Google page looks like to begin with. And I hate Facebook ads, but that's what they ran this company off of. So it's what I continue to use, but performance has drastically decreased in the past 6 months. So it's a whole thing that I'm trying to figure out the metrics on there, too, and I know you guys will help me with that. So I've got a grasp on that, and I'm working on the Google side now, and then yes.
I have a question for you because we do run ads. We actually run your campaign for you on Facebook, but are you targeting certain demographics by any chance?
So I target locally here because obviously I'm only based in Wichita, Kansas, and we only service that area. So I always target them locally, and then I use the keyword things like carpet cleaning, et cetera, to target.
Mm-hmm. Do you target also like income levels, age groups?
None of that have I ever touched, no.
Okay, yeah. So just so you do know, that's something also that we do use to run your campaign. And we also
connect
the keyword searches also to Google side. So when people are searching on Google, you know, that also helps you out too. So yeah, anyways, we can completely help you out with all of this, get everything started with you, you know. So, I mean, you just let me know.
What is our next step? Do we just settle on it? I give you bank, like a credit card, or what is our next step?
Yeah. So, no worries. So I get the basic information of your company, make sure I have everything correct. I set up your onboarding call. I get payment, and then I send you everything through email and through text message. And then on your onboarding call, they go further into like the keyword searches and setting up your campaign exactly the way you want it to look. If you want to get pictures taken out or you want to add certain things, those are all things we're going to be able to help you out with. So it's just pretty much, it takes me like 10, 15 minutes to process everything and set up that appointment. That's basically all I would need to do.
Is there a reason to purchase Google ads while you guys are doing that? Does that improve my standing ahead of time for you or anything? I was just noticing there's a silly offer in there for $500 once you spent $500, which won't take me long. So,
I mean, I'll be completely straight with you on Google ads. I'll sell them to you if you want them, but I personally, I don't really push them out that much.
Well, and if you're optimizing the search side, that seems to be where you want to be. So
correct.
That makes
yes.
total sense to me, and that's why I was asking before I drop any money on it. So at the moment, the reason that I want to get you guys going, and I'm the other thing I'm doing is it's slow this month, which is the first month it's been quiet since I've owned the company, and it's normal for January, especially in service-based carpet cleaning industry. But yes, that's why I've been trying to figure out what other advertising mechanisms I have and the such to get that going too. So once I sign up with you guys, you told me I think that I can just give you extra money to boost Facebook ads more, correct?
Yeah,
I spend about $100 a week on Facebook ads, so it would be more than the $100 a month you guys set aside for it.
Yes, and we also do, so since we're partnered with Meta, our clicks are anywhere between 5 cents to 50 cents per click. So they are at less. But, yes, exactly. If you do want to add more money into it, you can just call me and we can add more. That's not a problem. You know, I would recommend first start with the package and we can track everything and
see how
you
it
know,
goes.
Yeah. And go from there. Cause, especially because you are newer in business, right? You don't want to like get into it like super crazy and then like,
oh, it
gives
me headaches.
Yeah.
Cause then, and then that's why I'm telling you for sure this is happening. There's no question about it. Because
yeah.
I need someone to take it off my hands. Cause what I do is I sit here and rack my brain. Like, well, what did I do wrong on that ad that it's not getting the same results?
Yes, exactly. And another thing, so you do know, we actually have data of times and of days and times where your ad is going to be more successful. So we also can help you out with that. So your ads are going to be up and live in about 7 to 14 days max. Your first page placement, you know, it's going to be a max amount of time of 30 to 45 days because that is the process with Google. But, I mean, the sooner we get you going, the sooner we can start getting everything taken care of. And it seems like you're trying to do this on your own, and it might be more of a headache than we can just
Well, and that was my
you.
Next question for you is after the onboarding process and the such, I know you said like 14 to 15 days before I'm starting to list in the first page of Google results, and that's just hopefully, of course. How long does that normally take? Can it take up to 3 months for results are seen? Like, how long do I need to wait to start seeing results from it?
So on Facebook side, it's going to be as soon as 7 to 14 days. And on your first page placement, we always say a max of 30 to 45 days. Now, we always take in consideration that most people need a Google business profile, and you have one already. So that does do the process quicker, but we do like to under-promise and over-deliver, so that's
Absolutely.
The timeline I'll give you. so are you ready to... get everything
I am
started.
Ready. Yes, we can go ahead and get started. Yes. I was trying to think of my next question I had for you too, but go ahead and start. Yes.
I'll start and whatever questions pop up, we'll go from there. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, perfect. And for the spelling of your first name, because I know Steven spelled differently sometimes, I have S-T-E-V-E-N. Is that correct?
It's P-H-E-N.
P-H-E. This is why I asked.
You're just fine.
And I always wonder when it's spelled with PH, is it Stefan? Is it Steven? You know, it's always
yes.
a tricky scenario. All right, perfect, Steven. And what is your last name?
It's Prenat, P as in Paul, R-E-N-A-T-T.
Perfect. And what is your email address?
Okay, should I use the business's email or like a personal email that I'm in all the time?
So this is where we're going to be contacting you and asking you for like admin stuff. It's going to be how
personal.
You want to. Okay, all right, not a problem.
It's the first and last name that I gave you at gmail.com, okay. So StephenPrenette@gmail.com.
All right, perfect, simple enough. All right, and this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 9911, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And for company name, I have ICT as one word, and then Carpet Cleaning Services.
It's actually just ICT Carpet Cleaning.
Okay, perfect. Let me take the services off. Okay.
And I don't know if it matters to put LLC on the back of it or not, but it is an LLC.
It doesn't matter for us, but it matters okay. for you if you want to show the LLC part.
It's not a big deal, I don't think. Okay. Never had anyone ask, so.
Okay.
I'm registered
no worries.
With the state and everything. I don't think that matters, so.
Yeah, no, you're good. Okay, perfect. And what is going to be, it doesn't have to necessarily be an office. If you work out of your home, that's fine. But what would be the business address?
The address that's registered for the state is 3626 South Fairlawn. Fairlawn. And that's Wichita, Kansas, 67215.
Okay. And it's Fairlawn, right, the street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to put anybody else other than yourself?
I mean, it's just me. And then I have one employee who's my technician, so I think that's okay for now.
Yeah.
I can change that later, I assume, so.
Of course, you can always add on, and that's not a problem. And what popped up on my end as well, let me first see. Okay, I did see your website. Now, do you want us to make one for you?
I'm going to say no for now because that website has been active for a long time. I do need to get on and do some work with it, but.
Okay. Yes, that's not a problem. Okay, perfect. Now, my onboarding team is going to do research in your area to find what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Carpet cleaning.
Okay.
Furniture and upholstery cleaning.
Okay.
And tile cleaning.
All right, perfect. And I did see, okay, on your website, you have hardwood cleaning and protecting. Is that?
That one is still offered, too. Yeah.
Okay. And then grout cleaning as well, right?
It's a very infrequently used service. But, yes, grout cleaning. Sorry, tile and grout cleaning. That is important.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. I mean, it's easy when I see it on your website, too, so I can just ask because I know it's easily forgotten. Okay, perfect. And let me see here. So for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like? I do have some available today or tomorrow or even Friday if need be.
Let's have a look here. Tomorrow. What do you have tomorrow?
I have as early as 11 a.m. your time. Actually, I even have one for 10 a.m. your time. And then I have most of the afternoon available.
Let's do the 10 a.m.
Okay. So it'll be between 10 and 11 a.m. your time tomorrow. And I'll email you out a Google invite as well. So if you do need to change anything, feel free to email back and we can always change it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate those because otherwise they don't get inputted in my calendar and I'm like, oh, I have something.
Yeah. Oh, I know the feeling. So I know. I appreciate that too when they email you because they remind you the hour before as well. So it's really beneficial.
I just remembered my question too. In the meantime, because it takes 7 to 14 days and everything, is it okay if I have an ad running while you guys are setting things up?
Yes, of course. Of course. And when you have your onboarding call tomorrow as well, I'll put it in the notes. You can also let them know. And then, you know, we can figure out how we're going to do everything. But, yes, of course you can run your ad meanwhile.
I literally just built one, so I was like, I need to get it started. So next week starts to fill in a little more.
Yeah, not a problem. That is okay. And then let me see here. And that'll also help us, too, since you already have things kind of set up to get your process going quicker. So that'll definitely help out on that end. Okay. Now, for cities, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What areas do you want to target?
So Wichita, Kansas is the big one.
Okay.
And then I don't know if there's a way for you to input it, the surrounding suburbs. I can give you the names of the cities, but.
What is the mile radius?
Like a 15-mile radius around Wichita or from, like, the city center.
Okay. I can do a 15-mile radius from center of Wichita.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's what I normally tell Facebook, but Facebook doesn't listen, so.
Facebook doesn't.
They changed something about their location stuff, and now, like, if someone drives through the town, they'll still get your ad.
Oh, wow. Okay,
so, yes, I get a lot of Kansas City and Texas people, and I'm like, I'm sorry, no, we don't service that area. And I started asking them, were you recently on I-135 or 35 through Wichita? And they'd be like, yes.
Don't worry, I'll put that note, I'll notate that as well. Oh, gosh, yeah, it sounds like it's a lot going on your end.
It's, yes. Because then that's a total waste. You're like, ooh, a customer, yay. Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. You get excited, and it's not what you think.
Oh, and it drives
is.
Me nuts, too, because when you pull up the message they send you in the messenger, you pull it up, and it tells you up there, it pulls down a drop-down saying, is this someone you meant to advertise to? Well, I have to actually know if it is first, so I click their name to see where they're from. Well, then that's gone, and there's no way to report that it wasn't somebody I meant to advertise to.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can't get a hold of anyone at Facebook either. So here I am. That's why I'm like, yes, let's get this going.
Yes. You can't get a hold of anybody in Facebook or Google, which is definitely the problem. Yeah, I feel you on that. I have a lot of customers that they just pay – sometimes they just pay for our service just because they're so fed up with trying to fix their issues themselves. And it's like, yeah. It's
pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Now, for your hours of operation, what you currently have now is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and weekends closed. Is that what you want to continue showing?
Yes, we operate 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We offer 4 appointments in each of those days and those time slots. So that is what we typically stick with. I do actually go out as the owner, and sometimes my technician will too, and work a weekend or two, but that's normally just arranged on the side. So we aren't listing that availability yet, but I know it can be changed at any time. So.
Okay, perfect. That's not a problem. Yes, you can always change that. You can do that. You're going to be able to do that on your dashboard, or we can do it on our end as well if you call us. I'm also going to be point of contacting your account as well, so if you have any issues or any type of questions in the future, you can still reach out to me directly, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. I have your text, and I assume that your contact info will be in the email as well.
Correct. Yes, exactly. And
that speaks volumes of you guys already. I was really going to ask you that. I'm like, will this be the last contact I have with you?
You know,
that
you're
seems
not
to be
the
typical.
Only, yeah, you're not the only person that has that issue, and many times I tell them, no, this is going to, you have my direct extension. You can still reach out to me. You know, I can still make changes for you. And I'll even check in once in a while, you know, because we do offer all of Google's programs. So when you start, a lot of the times when my clients start making income and they want to branch out to other type of forms of advertisement, they'll reach out to me and we can make the changes. So, or if you have an issue with the way that something looks or you want something to look differently, we'll fix that for you as well. Okay?
Oh, awesome.
Or I will. Now, for the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It actually does have both.
Okay, perfect. And for the name, does it have a middle initial?
Let me check.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I forget on mine as well. It's just typical.
It does not have a middle initial.
Okay, perfect. And then the billing on the account, is it the 3626, the South Fairmont Street?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
And, yes, we are entirely service-based, so my technician takes the van home that has all of our equipment in it. So that address does not need to be anywhere. But
we're going to hide it.
Yes. So, and it's already hidden everywhere anyway, so I assume they'd see that anyway. But
yeah, and in your onboarding call, they also verify everything as well. So, it's they double-check everything, make sure that I basically got everything correct. That's just the way we do things. It goes through a few different hands to make sure it's done correctly. And so that's definitely not a problem on that end.
Do I have to build images, pictures, videos, anything for you guys?
So when it comes to your Facebook ads, you have a few different options. Okay, so you can do, we do a pretty generic ad, which will have like a basic picture, your company stuff, how to contact you, click to call. So that's an option that you can do, and we do that for you. Now, if you want to do certain like pictures, like a slideshow or something along those lines, you can also do that. But you do have to get the slideshow and send it to us so we can get all of that taken care of. If you want like a particular video, also, you know, you're going to need to give us the video that you want. But all of that is going to go over in your Facebook campaign. You can also do an option of where your clients fill out a form and then you contact them directly. That's also an option that you can do. So
there's
a few different things. All of that's going to depend on how you want it to look. So we'll go over that with you tomorrow. And the card that you are going to use, what type of card is it?
It's a Visa card.
Okay. And then I am ready whenever you are.
It is 4324.
Okay.
2600.
Okay.
0567.
Okay.
7035.
Perfect. And the expiration?
0526.
0526. And then the security code?
Is 704.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember. You can pick through mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is it?
A-L-L-E-N-D-E-R. Allender.
Perfect. All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, so it's going to be on a recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, stop me so I can answer them for you. But
you
first,
did say it was $249 a month, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
And I'm about to go over that as well. And there's
that was
no
the only thing I really
either.
Wanted to know before.
Yes,
the rest
yes.
of it I know, it's going to be a whole spiel.
No worries, and I appreciate you checking up on that as well. But first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
ICT Carpet Cleaning.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Stephen Pernett, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question. And then we do call you from that 877 number as well. So you can save that number in your contacts, the one that I did send it over a text message to you so you can reach us there as well. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment.
That's just when I'm adding something, so.
Yeah, it's a little wordy, so as many times I do re-explain it, it's just basically stating you can't have two search engine optimization companies doing the same thing. It messes up your listing. So if you start working.
I would not want to pay for that.
Yeah, exactly. So,
that sounds like it would defeat the purpose. People are silly.
Yes, exactly. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount. That's just $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 31st, and it's going to be in the amount of just $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So you're going to receive everything through text and through email. I'll go over the terms and conditions as well, and then we're about to be done as also. So let me make sure it gets sent over to you. Okay. Sometimes it takes a few minutes for you to receive it. I'm going to send you also a YouTube video. So the YouTube video is going to show you how to use your dashboard. You're going to get your credentials for your dashboard in about 3 to 5 days as well. So that's what's going to be tracking everything for you. Okay. So I sent you the text message for the YouTube video. And then let me make sure you got your invoice text messages. No, it looks like they haven't sent out yet. Okay. Okay. There we go. I see it on my end. And I'm going to send you another text message with the link real quick as well. So that's, if you can open up the link, I just literally sent it to you right now. That's going to be the terms and conditions of what it is that we're going to do for you, which is going to be that Google business optimization for you. The directory submission, we'll go over that with you tomorrow. You are already on, you know, Yelp, so we might not need to do anything like that. It goes over your Facebook ads as well as what we charge you, which is just the $249, and what we will charge you thereafter, which is just $249. You can put your account on hold. That's if you get really busy. Just call us before your three days before your billing, and we don't charge you either. And then you can cancel at any time. Just please call us 3 days before your billing.
Well,
and
on
if you
hold
can just,
it's good to know.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
I have
to go
had
over
to shut
it.
Down ads before because I'm like, whoa, my guy is booked out 2 months. We probably need to stop this.
Exactly. So I do like to let you know of that because it is an option and it's very beneficial because there's no point of paying for advertisement if you just can't handle the work, you know? So, yes, the only thing I need you to do, if you can click on the two boxes and then just type in your name with the capital S and P the way it looks, and then just click confirm, and it takes you directly into what will be your dashboard.
Okay, Google Business Optimization, phone number, C, there's some S, I'm the authorized, you can add confirm. Now, do I have to log in, or does it just take me to that onboard page?
That's going to be what your login is. We're going to get your username and password within the next 3 to 5 days. But as of right now, you are all set. Tomorrow, I have your call between 10 to 11. From there, we'll go more into detail with things. You don't really have to worry about much right now. But if you have any questions, like I said, feel free to reach out to me directly. Now, is there anything else that I can answer for you before we get off the phone?
Nope, I think that's it. You've been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much, Stephen. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.